Today's daf is Masechet Zvachim, daf Chof Zayin, and we are holding in the middle of an excellent sugya over here, which I think is worthwhile thinking over once again, because now that we've seen some more information about it yesterday, we can have a broader perspective. Maybe the way to look at the sugya is like this. We have a Mishnah that says that if you put the dam in the wrong place, you put it either Shaloka Negeri Yisod, you put it Lamata, but it's meant to be Lamala, or vice versa. So in all of these cases, it's Poso Vein Bokare. Finito. We have exactly the same Mishnah. It occurs in the next verse that says, "Im yesh dam nefesh yachzor hakasher v'yikabel." And the question is, why over there does it say "yachzor hakasher v'yikabel"? Here it does. That's one way of looking at the sugya. That's a way that we're going to investigate the sugya today. Another thing that we have to think about is the fact that the Mishnah ended with words that make absolutely no sense. It says over there, "Pasul ve'ein bo karet." The words "ein bo karet" in the Mishnah have no meaning. Of course, "ein bo karet." Well, how could there be karet for what? For standing on your head and sitting wooden nickels? How would that make a korban chayiv karet? The only time we have a chayiv karet on both of a korban is with pigol. What does putting the dam in the wrong place have to do with pigol? I mean, it's absolutely outrageous. We haven't even touched upon that. Then we have a third issue. And the third issue is, what do we do with the pasuk? The pasuk says, "Vanina tativ lachem ala mizbech lechaper." Now that seems pretty clearly saying that dam on the mizbech is mechaper, generically. It doesn't need to have a specific place on the Mizbech. That's all it says in the Pasuk. Now, the Mishnah says that it's Pasuk. So, I mean, why would it be Pasuk? So one approach to some of these questions, we haven't yet figured out the one about Karet, but one approach that we had yesterday was Shmuel's approach. Namely, the Mishnah doesn't mean that it's Pasuk. It means that it's Pasuk in terms of not being able to eat the meat. That's what it means. But it doesn't mean Pasuk in the sense that the Bailin wasn't Yotzi's carbon. It was Yotzi's carbon. The result of that approach is to recognize that there's two completely different meaning to placing the dam on the mizbeach. One is to make the basar mutter, and in that sense, the dam is a matir. And the other one is to be meratzeh, and I'm going to bring the carbon, and in that sense, the dam is a meratzeh, a mechaper, not a matir. This turns out to have immense consequences when it comes to the din of pigol. Because sure enough, wouldn't you know it, that the way that Shmuel would have to understand the entire sugya of machshava later on, when you have a machshava, put the dam in the wrong place. Over there, the question is that dam matir to make pigol or not? No, it's not matir. It's not matir, it's not mefagel. So a mechaper is not mefagel, only a matir is mefagel. And that helped us to explain some of the other contradictions. Now, as far as, that's the pasuk, as far as the Mishnah, why does the Mishnah in the next verse say, "Yachzor hakasher v'yikabel"? So Shmuel, obviously, if you read the Mishnah, you hear that word kasher ringing in your ears because it makes absolutely no sense. What do you mean, the yachzor kasher? Obviously, who else should be chozer? Clearly, initially, it was put on by somebody who wasn't kasher. That's exactly the issue. So over there, the Mishnah is addressing a completely different thing. Can you redo a netinat adam when it was done shalom b'mekomo? And that led to this whole tangential discussion about the concept of dichui. If you hold shalom b'mekomo ki mekomo dami, vis-a-vis the din of kapora, which is what Shmuel holds, then the question is, why isn't there dichui? And that led to a whole discussion in which Shmuel had to explain that all of our concepts of dichui were wrong, there was no such thing, and he gives other explanations for the tangential question that we asked. Would you call Moshe, please? I wouldn't want you to miss out. It might be a good lesson for him to drag him in by his toes or something.
Maybe he can rely on
him. I don't know, whatever you think, I don't know what you're doing. But I'm going to go with a glass of water afterwards.
Really?
Yes, this is outrageous. Yeah, okay. So that was the approach that we took yesterday. Today, we have a number of different approaches. The first approach that is different than Shmuel's is Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, in principle, I agree with Shmuel. Now, namely, I hold that, yes, the Pasuk is undeniable. The Pasuk is saying there's such thing as a generic mechaper, and therefore, shalom b'mekomo is k'mekomo dami. But I disagree with his understanding in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about Pasuk, and it means Pasuk. And therefore, we can't start playing around with it and saying Pasuk only means Pasuk in terms of the Pasuk. So, Reish Lakish Amar le'olam pasul mamash. But I still agree, shalom b'mekomo k'mekomo dami. The main thing that needs to be understood is why we say over here it's completely possible, and yet in the next mission we have the same mission, next verse we have the same mission that says that you can just go ahead and keep working with this carbon. That's exactly the point. In other words, if the mission had only been raised one, obviously we weren't going to start playing games to say that there was some other psula over here, if shloka mekoma is mekoma. But since we do have two mishnayos, that means that Rebbe was coming to address this issue obliquely by saying that kan shenatan b'shniga, kan shenatan b'amira, what happened is, the reason that it's possible in the Mishnah that we have over here is because there was an additional psul. So where we're talking about the posik where it says anina tativ lechem lechaper, that's talking about b'shtika. You didn't do anything wrong. And then shelo b'mekomo is gimekomo dami, and therefore it would be kosher, and you'd be able to be choser and to give it. The Mishnah says over here, posul, is talking about where you had a machshava of pigul, but it was a machshava pigul that came in the context of putting the dam in the wrong place. And that's good for the Kiddush puzzle. The Ein Bo Karet. At least we have an explanation to the Ein Bo Karet. That since now Shelo B'Mekomo K'Mekomo is only considered to be a Machshava for Kaparata Baalim, but it's not Matir. If you have a Machshava Pigo, the Kiddush is that that Machshava indeed puzzles, but it doesn't create Pigo. Because the Pasuk of Pigo is in Heachel, Yeachel, etc., etc. Then Vinasa Avona. But over here, where you have a Dover Acher Goromlo, not Pigulo Goromlo, as we learned yesterday, it's not a valid, so to speak, Pigul to create Karet. And that's exactly what the Mishnah is coming to talk about. Why else do you think it raised the issue of Karet? So I'm the one that's making sense of this, Sergei, not you. Shmuel is right in terms of the analysis of the Pasuk. Yes, but in terms of his addressing the Mishnah, you really think a Mishnah is going to start talking about Karet or not Karet? If it wasn't that there was some other Machsheva Sulia? That's good for the Kiddush. It's possible because of this Amira, and nonetheless, it was not Chayef Karet. Now, since Reish Lakish holds exactly as Shmuel does, namely that Shelo B'Mekomo K'Mekomo Adami, every question that we asked on Shmuel, we have to go through and ask on Reish Lakish, and they did. Starting with Tanan, what about the mission in the next parak, which says, Chishev L'Tenatin Netanim, L'mata L'mala L'mala L'mata, and according to you, you hold Shelo B'Mekomo K'Mekomo Adami, why is that not considered to be already mitchaper, and what would be the point of going back and being makabel the dam? And don't try to tell me it's in order to be mata the boser, because the dam that was already nizrak and mitchaper cannot be mata the boser, etc., 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 all the way through till you get to the last words of the closing sermon yesterday. The aliba the Rebbe Yehuda, machshava sinuach, aliba the Rebbe Yehuda. Do we have to do it again? No. Thank you, says the Gemara. Can we just move on now? So tanan chishev litenat nitanim lamata lamala lamala lamata. Please put in a list here, a very long one. Ad, quote, Midid Abba Machshav Zinuach Libid Rebuta, unquote. Okay, now, that concludes Reish Lakish. The case, now. Because obviously we're going to go through the same steps when he raised the idea of Shelo B'Mekomo K'Mekomo Adami. Okay, we now have a third approach. Rabbi Yochanan says, I say, both of these Mishnayot, our Mishnah that says Pasul, without giving an option to Yachzor HaKosher V'Yikabel, and the Mishnah in the next parak that says that Im Yesh Dam HaNefesh Yachzor HaKosher V'Yikabel, both of them are talking about that there is no Machshava of Chutz Lezmano. Both of them are talking about Shenatan B'Shtika. The din in both cases is Shelo B'Mekomo is Lav K'Mekomo Dami, and therefore there never was any dam that was put properly on the Mizbeach. And the only reason that it says in the next parak, Im Yesh Dam HaNefesh Yachzor HaKosher V'Yikabel, is because there was Dam HaNefesh. Thank you. But if there's no Dam HaNefesh, well, I first introduced the Sergei, I want you to know that it's possible. Period. Which is true. When you start talking about a Takana, then I'll get into this issue. But if there's Dam HaNefesh, I'm not coming to tell you the Takana here. I'm coming to tell you the Yisod. The Yisod is Shelo B'Mekomo. The Halacha is Lav K'Mekomo. It's not Mechaper at all. It's a complete wreck. And the behema is not edible. The bialim was not mitchaper. Obviously, since Shelo B'Mekomo is lavke mekomo dami, you could just go ahead and do it again because you didn't do anything. Well, you won't get into the whole problem of how could you do it again if it was already mechaper? You never did it. Wasn't mechaper. That's all. Very simple. You know, it's very simple, except for the horror of those words, Ein Bo Karet, that appear in the Mishnah, our Mishnah. Now, can we look at that now? Tanan, Pasuva Inbo Karet. Now, Rish Lakish did a beautiful job of explaining why the Mishnah would talk about Inbo Karet, because according to Rish Lakish, the whole point of the Mishnah is that indeed it's possible completely, even though Lav Kimikomo is Kimikomo Dami. Nonetheless, why is it possible? Because there was some other Machshava. So I need to know that's good for the Kiddush. Even though there was a Machshava, Schutzmana, nonetheless, Inbo Karet, because it was already messed up in having been non-Matir Dam, and since it's a non-Matir Dam, it cannot create Pigel to be Machayev Karet. That's exactly the Kiddush of the Mishnah. That's lovely, really lovely. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's absurd. My Inbo Karet. How could there be Karet? For what? You didn't do anything. That's a problem. Gosh, no, that's definitely a problem. Yeah, and according to Shmuel, well, we never raised the issue at all. Does Shmuel have a way out of this problem? The Shmuel, my Inbo Karet? Oh, absolutely. I mean, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no way out, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, he didn't do anything. Shaloka mekomo, lafka mekomo dami. But according to Shmuel, there is a way out. Because according to Shmuel, what it would be saying is something very beautiful. Einbo karet means, and it can never be mechayev you karet once this happens. Why? Because the dam became non-matir dam. Therefore, even if you would have a machshevet pigul einbo karet, that's beautiful. With those words, you take up the entire sugya that we did yesterday to bring out the fact that only a dam that is matir is considered to be a dam that's befaga. So in saying einbo karet, meaning you might as well give up on the pigul issue because this is excluded from any possibility of being mechayev karet. That's what I mean. That's great. It's only Rabbi Yochanan who's thrown out of this whole discussion. There's nothing to do for him with those words. In Bokhari. So I was like, well, let me look at that Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, it's everybody but Rabbi Yochanan is moda that Shalobe Mekomo is Kimikomo. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, if in fact Shalobe Bimekomo is Lav Kimikomo, I mean, we have another problem. Because Rabbi Yochanan is trying to say the difference between the Mishnah here and the Mishnah there is if there's Dam HaNefesh, and that's why the Mishnah says, if there's a Dam HaNefesh, you can go back and be Mekomo. And why in the world do you need Dam HaNefesh? What is the din if there was a Kabbalat HaDam and the dam spilled out on the floor? The din is you can go and take the blood off the floor and reuse it. The Mishnah we had this week was talking about where it fell from the Tzavara Beima directly to the Ritva. There was never a Kabbalah at all. And putting dam into a cup is not Kabbalah. So there's no way to be Makshir the Kerman without Kabbalah. But in this case, you were Makabala dam. So what happened? Ready? Bobby, catch! So what happened? What happened was that for all intents and purposes, you poured the blood out on the floor. Well, what do I care? If you hold low kimikomo dummy, so you're saying, but you put on the mizbeach. Wait a minute, there's no such thing as the mizbeach as a generic entity. Either it's on the right place, or it might as well be on the floor. So the Mishnah says, perish later. If the blood falls to the floor from the coast, just go and get some back, and then get a little bit of blood, and then do the zrika. What's the problem? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the whole thing doesn't even make any sense. Why should we have a problem of dama nevesh? Lahavi kinishpach min akli al haritzpa. It's exactly the same as spilling onto the floor. The din over there is Yasfenu. Ah, that's a whole new issue. That's because Savala Kamandioma Lo Yasfenu. Rabbi Yochanan holds, like the Mandioma that we're going to see, that there is a difference between falling on the floor and falling on the Mizbeach. Now, this is yet a third din of the Mizbeach. One din of the Mizbeach so far that we saw is that the Mizbeach, if you hold Lafi Mekomo, is your Mekomo Dami, is that the Mizbeach is a generic Bechaper the moment that Dam is on the Mizbeach. Another din of the Mizbeach is that it's a modality of Heter HaBosser in interrelating the Avodas HaDam to what is going to be done with the Bosser El. But there's a third issue of the Mizbeach, and that is the concept of Klita. Klita means that there is a power of the Mizbeach. The words in the Mishnah are HaMizbeach Mekadesh et HaRo'uila. That is an idea that occurs again and again throughout this Mizbeach, which is Im Allah Lo Tered. Once something is put on the Mizbeach, even though it's put improperly, it hasn't been handled correctly, if it's on the Mizbeach, then it's grabbed and held by the Mizbeach. So when we learn that out of Pesukim, that the Mizbeach also is able to be Mekadesh. So it has a particular kayach of giving a kedusha because of what it is, and it doesn't let go. The question is, does that apply to dam? We're going to see that that's a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the din of mizbeach mekadesh is also generic mizbeach. It doesn't mean that the dam does anything, but it means you can't take it off of the mizbeach and reuse it. Lo yasvena. Therefore, only if there's still dam hanefesh, then yachzor hakasher v'yikabel. So since he holds kibam d'omer lo yasvena, and we know that we're not just picking this up out of a hat, mind you, the lo yasvena. This is Rabbi Yochanan. D'omer Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, omer Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to see that there's a machloket later on, and it's not clear what the various shitot are. Rabbi Yochanan understands that the machlokas of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon that we're going to get to soon. Hakol modim initanim lamala shenetanam lamala lamata shenetanam lamata. Where it was done. Shaloka mitzvatan. You put them in the right place, but you did it wrong. Let's say you used your left hand. Or so one of the psulim, or you used the psul machshava. But now the dam is on the mizbeach. Over there, even though it was done wrongly, lo yasfeno. That everybody agrees. Once it's put on the mizbeach, you have to get off the mizbeach. Even though you put it on wrong. What then is the machloket? The machloket is if there's a din of specific placement in the din of glitat hamizbeach, or whether the mizbeach is a generic keli. So that's the question. Lo nechko ele benitanim lamala shenatan lamata, or lamata shenatanam lamala, where over there we have a machlokas, in where Rabbi Yossi says lo yasvenu, and Rabbi Shimon says yasvenu. Now the truth is, the girsa we'll have later is the other way around. It won't work in the Gemara to have this girsa. It should say Rabbi Shimon omer lo yasvenu, Rabbi Yossi omer yasvenu. This has to be changed in Yerashi as well as the Shita does. But right now what's important for us is that Rabbi Yochanan clearly holds that there is a man d'omer who holds that you cannot be osef dam that is in the wrong location as well. Therefore, our Mishnah talks about Hanitanim lamala shenatan lamata, and does not give an option of yasvenu, only gives the option in the next parak of yesh dam hanefesh, yachzor hakasher v'yikabel. That's because this dam was niklat. Mishnatenu k'divrei omer lo yasvenu. Our Mishnah holds you don't have the option of reusing that dam because the mizbeach is a generic kolet, and therefore once it's mizbeach mekadesh, you're finished with this dam. Not mechaper, it's just holds on to it. Right, it's not matir and not mechaper. It's amazing how we're zeroing in more and more on the issue. No, this is an absolutely stunningly structured mesech. It just forces you every single day. It like forces you in more and more detail and subtlety. It pulls it apart. It's a joy to watch. It's just a stressful. Okay, so our mission is going according to that mandiyam. Rav Chista Omar Avimi. No, that's not the case. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon don't argue about that. Hakol modim benitanim lamata shenitanam lamala shalo yasvenu. Everybody agrees that even if you put the dam that was meant to be lamata, lamala, that you cannot be Moses, you cannot be Osevit. V'kol shekein benitanim lamala shenatanam lamata. Now this is yet another new issue that we never thought of before. Is there a difference between the direction? I mean, it would seem that if the dam is supposed to be lamata, you put a lamala, there's no difference between being supposed to be lamala and putting it lamata. But there is. It's an old problem called gravity. So when you put dam lamala, it always ends up lamata anyway. So you might think that you can't say lamala is uniquely lamala, since of course that dam ends up lamata. Nonetheless, says Avimi, look, even if it's nitanim lamata that we'll put lamala, koshki nitanim lamala, which is meant to be lamata anyway in the end, right? So that's for sure a Kal Vachomer, because anyway, the Dam El Yonim come Lamata. I mean, we always do that. I mean, that's almost the way it's supposed to be. That's why it has to be Kineged HaYisod. The Dam is supposed to get to the Yisod HaMizbeach. All right? That's not the issue. The issue in the Machloket between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon is about Nitanim Lifnim Shenitanim Natanam Bachutz, or Anitanim Bachutz Shenitanam Lifnim. That's the question. Is another mizbeach also kolet? And there Rabbi Yossi says, yes, Fenu, because it's not at all on the mizbeach that it was shayach to. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, afal piken lo yas Fenu. Omrim Nachum Bar Yitzchak. I tell you, Afana Nami Tanina. I can also show you that Rabbi Yochanan clearly holds that somebody holds Lo Yasvenu, even though Lo Bimekomo is Lafke Mekomo Domi. But because even though for Kapora and certainly for Heter, it's Lafke Mekomo Domi, nonetheless, there is a Klitata Mizbeach. And I could show you that directly from the following. Rabbi Yuda Omer, the Pasuk, we've spoken about this Pasuk before, how Rabbi Yuda dodges it. Tzavet Aaron Ved Banav Lemor, Zot Torat Ha'ola, Hi Ha'ola, Al Mogda La Mizbeach. There are three separate mi'utim here. Hare ilu shlosha mi'utim. So we have over here, the Torah is stressing zot and only zot. He and only this. Ha'ola, only this one. That comes to tell me that, despite the fact that the continuation of the pasuk says, Hi ha'ola al mogda al hamizbeach kol ha'layla ad ha'boker v'shamizbeach u'kadva, which we'll see later on is the makor for the concept, that once something is on the mizbeach, it stays there. And it doesn't matter whether it was ro'i for the mizbeach in this particular fashion or not. When do we say that? In all cases but three. And that's why it says zot, but not all cases, only these, as opposed to one other. He, not all cases, as opposed to yet another. Ha'ola, all cases except for yet a third. What are those three cases? We'll see later on why he chooses these three cases out of the many, many possibilities. The Gemara will go into that, not today. This excludes an animal that was nishkat balayla, that was nishpach dama, and that was yatsa dama chutz lekelayim. Those three cases, where the shechita was done improperly, was done in the middle of the night, where the dam had been poured out, or where the dam was possible with yotze, in those three cases, and only in those three cases, even if it was put onto the mizbeach, it's got to come down. In all other cases, al mogdak ol alayla ad aboker, esha mizbeach tukadba, kama hell or high water. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, I say just the opposite. I say that on the contrary. Read the pasuk and you'll say to yourself, Ola, Eli Elo Lakshera. I would have thought that maybe the pasuk is coming to tell me an Ola Kishera and only an Ola Kishera once it's on the Mizbeach. Is it going to be Nifsa Belina? He Ola, Mogdak, Ola Laila, Shemizbeach, Tukadba. But how about, even if it was possible, even if it was so possible that it includes the cases that you say would be a Molotarate, such as Nishkata Balaila, Nishpach Dama, Yatsa Dama Kutzikilaim, and how about, for good measure, we throw in busa that was lun overnight, that was tamei, or the busa became, it was yotze, the busa became tamei, or it was pigol, it was nishchat chutzis manav chutzis lekomo. How about psulim that were mekabel adam? How about dam that was nitanim lamata shenatan lamala? How about nitanim befnum shenatanam bachutz? How about nitanim bachutz shenatan befnim? How about a pesach rechata shalol shachtan shalol shman? Want more? So anyway, all of those cases I say. They would also be kosher. How do we know to include that? Zot Torah Ta'ola. The word Torah Ta'ola is a very general statement. Riba Torah Chatachol Olim Shimalo Lo Yer. All Olim are the same. Al Mogdah Kol Alayla. Now, you might think, let me go all the way and even be marba an animal that was roveas, was the active partner in an illicit relationship here with a human, or a nirva, so it was the passive partner, or it was muktza for avodah zarah, or it itself was ne'evad, or it had been exchanged for services by a prostitute, it was an esnam, or it was sold, it was used for payment for a dog, v'amechir, V'hakil ayim, it's born of a mixed species, or it's a trefa, or it wasn't even born, it was delivered by a cesarean section, Yotze Dofen. Those are excluded. Talmud Lomar Zot. I have a very different approach than you. It seems very arbitrary. Mara itul rabotet elu valotiyat elu. That's a nice long list on both ends. What's the common denominator? I mean, you're being marba with Torah, you're being mamayat with the ola, zot. I mean, how do you know which one to be mot? You're saying that we learned that shoro, kesev, is apatalayim, it's on all those things we learned. But how do you know which one to be excluding over here? I'll tell you, very simple. Marbani et elu, shayu psulin bakodesh. I say that those things where the psul has to do with their having become kodesh now, and therefore that is what made them possible. But things that were possible before they even became kodesh. I mean, you can't discuss nishkata balayla, you can't discuss law, one, Machsheves Pigel, Psulim, all of that is only for an animal that tode. But you could certainly discuss Kelayim, Trefa, Bechir, Esna, Mutza, Nevad, Rovea, Nirva. Those are animals that are Chulin, and now you have to question, can they be used for carbon? Nope. So therefore, they're more primally invalid for carbon. And because of that, I say that's not what the pasuk is referring to. The pasuk is referring to kachim, that were ruined for carbon, that were nifsilu. Over there, marbani et elu shayu psulim bekodesh umotzian et elu shalo haya psulim bekodesh. Anyway, here's the point I want to make, says Rav Elazar. The point is that katani mia, and this is the words that matter to me, anitanim lamata shenitanam lamala, lamala shenitanam lamata. Now, did Rabbi Yehuda argue? No, calling Rabbi Yehuda. Well, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda himself also discuss those cases? He didn't say, he didn't exclude anything, say that I disagree with you on that. Why? Obviously, because he's ready to accept the fact that need both of them. Everybody's ready to accept the fact, both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, Nitanim Lamata, Shinatanam Lamala, that Kalte Mizbeach. Don't be yoreid. Why? Shema Mina Kalte Mizbeach. Which proves Shema Mina Lo Yasfenu. So there you go. That explains very clearly what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. You cannot be ma'asev dam. I don't care where it landed. Therefore, the Mishnah here is going according to both of these mandiyamim. You have to say it's dependent on which mandiyamim. It goes a little bit to Rabbi Shimon. It goes a little bit to Rabbi Yehuda. Somehow or other, the Mizbeach being a kolate of dam is a kolate no matter where. It's exactly the same no matter where it lands on the Mizbeach. Omar Rabbi Elazar. How about the Mizbeach of Nimi? Now, we started talking about the Nitanim Bifnim, Shnatanim Bachut, Bachut, Shnatanim Bifnim. What would be the din of the Mizbeach HaPnimi? So Omer Rav Elazar, the Mizbeach HaPnimi is also Mekadesh Sulim. Even though this posik of Hiya Olam Mogda, Kol HaLayla is obviously a reference to the Mizbeach HaTzeh. This is the Olat Tamid. There is no Mokade on the Mizbeach HaZahav. Remarkably, the Mizbeach HaZahav will also be Mekadesh Psulim. Understand? Didn't we just say that? We said Feirish. I don't need you to tell me that. It says, Anitanim Bifnim, Shinitanam Bachut, and vice versa. That says that the Mizbeach was kolate, even though you brought it inside. Oh, man. That's referring to blood. I'm telling you that all these things, if you brought them on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which you said, that's an absurdity. You don't put Basar on the Mizbeach HaPnimi ever. Dam you could put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. They're carbonates that you're supposed to put the dam on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So therefore, the fact that I'm ready to view a Mizbeach as a generic thing when it comes to dam, that's because both of the Mizbechot, HaChitzon VeHaPnimi, are involved in dam. So when it comes to Lo Yasfenu, the Mizbeach is collate that dam. Fine, I agree. What does that have to do with what I'm telling you? I'm telling you a fantastic Kiddush. Something that is insane to put on the Mizbeach HaKteres. You're going to put bus on the Mizbeach HaKteres. You're going to put the Kemitza on the Mizbeach HaKteres. I'm telling you that it's correlate even that. If you would have just learned what we learned now, Avamina, that's Dam. Dam is Chosile. Now, let's say you want to take the next best thing to Dam, which is the Kemitz of a Mincha, which is connected to Zrikas Adam of a Zava. So now you'll put the Kemitz of the Mincha onto the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Am I looking at you or am I looking at the council? So that is a chiddush. You would have said the comments to low chazilei. Emala, kamash malan, that even that is good. It is. You can't take it off. No, absolutely not. Neitve k'torat zara sha'ala lagabe mizbeach. Tereid, she'in lecha mekadesh shulin ela mizbeach hachitzon. Bro'ilo. How can you say this? Here it says, somebody brings a personal ketoret, this is a ketoret zara, and has it brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Get it off of there! How can I get it off of there? Isn't the Mizbeach Mekadesh Psulim? No! Only the Mizbeach HaChitzon is Mekadesh Psulim. Only for the type of things that are roi for a Mizbeach. I mean, you try to put a kemetz that wasn't Kadesh B'Kli, and you'll say, well, I put on Mizbeach. It wasn't Kadesh B'Kli. It has nothing to do with the Mizbeach. It doesn't have Kedusha. What's the Mizbeach business? To have junk. I don't have junk. Take it off. So over here, you want to bring your Ketoret Zara and the Mizbeach HaPnimi? So I don't see Mizbeach HaChitzon in the Pnimi Lo. No. You're reading that wrong. Three talking. Ketoret Zara, she'alta, not on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. On Mizbeach HaChitzon Tered. Shein Mizbeach HaChitzon Mekadesh Tzuin El Ha-Ro'ui Lo. What it's saying is that remarkably, the Mizbeach HaKtoret is more powerful for Kiddush than the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Mizbeach HaChitzon can only be Mekadesh Tzuin that are Ro'ui for that Mizbeach. But the Mizbeach HaPnimi is Mekadesh anything that lands on it. Ben Ro'ui Lo, Ben Shein Ro'ui Lo. My time, very simple. The Mizbeach HaChitzon is not a kli. It's part of the building. It's the ritva. It's just a big pimple on the ritva. But Lamaisa's, even a mandiyon or you could put the karbonas anywhere on the ritva, right? So if that's the case, the kiddush of the mizbeach does not have the power of the kiddush kli that a kiddush shem and abishka and so on and so forth. It's simply kiddush because of that idea of the kiddush we spoke about yesterday with David with the ritva for aveda. That's not the same as the power of a kli to be mekadesh. A kli is always mekadesh more than anything else, as we'll see throughout the mizbeach. The necklace. So my time, a high ritzpa, the high kli sharet, a kli sharet that is part of the mishicha, shevan ha-mishcha, together with the mishka. The kedusha is the same kedusha as the mishka itself, as opposed to the mizbeach. Memela, the mizbeach ha-pnimi, has more of a potential of being mekadesh than the mizbeach ha-chit. Doesn't seem right to end here if we started in the middle of the daf.
We can do the Mishnah.
Certainly do the Mishnah. Once we do the Mishnah, you're not even going to be willing to stop. Because the Mishnah doesn't even make any sense. You're going to be saying, what? What does this mean? And then I'm going to say, well, just take a look at this tomorrow, and then you're going to see what it means. That's what's going to happen. It's one of these kind of things. It's like eating Pringles. There's no way. We're going to start this Mishnah, and that's going to be it. But it's okay. It's Hanukkah. You know, you can... I mean, certain Pringles are better than lager. You know, in terms of the amount of oil and so on. Just think of it. Mom's right. Completely impregnated oil potatoes. That's true. It's also the wrong kind of oil. Yeah. So let's try this Mishnah, especially since we finally are zeche to have our president to be able to introduce the Mishnah. It surely would be a shame not to have an introduction on Rosh Chodesh, in Hanukkah. It couldn't get better.
Zok the Heilige Mishnah.
This makes you tingle. Hashochet et hazevach. Hashochet et hazevach. Now that we've gotten on to this lovely sugya of Pigel, and we talked about whether a dam has to be a matter, or a fagel, and so on, let us state the general rule when it comes to Pigel. And that is, you do the shechita of a zevach with the intent to be zorek the dam bachut, for that matter, even miksa to the dam bachut, this is a space violation, or to be maktir the emurim bachut, or any of the emurim bachut, miksa te emurim bachut, or that's consumption of the mizbeach. The mizbeach can consume either dam or basar, which is what we've just been talking about. Then there's human consumption. O kizayit mi besaro b'chutz. Lecho besaro b'chutz o kizayit mi besaro b'chutz. You have in mind that you will eat from what is ro'i for you to eat outside what is a spatial violation, or even just a kizayis, which is the minimal shear of achila, in a spatial violation. Oh, for that matter, this is the bad part. Lecho kizayit mi or or even to eat a kezayit from the skin that covers the fat tail. This is very strange. Because, as we know, the alya is put on the mizbeah. If it's saying that you are going to eat the or ha'alya, then you would be eating something that is meant for the mizbeah portion. Now that we need to see whether that's true. Because then we get into the whole sugya and chulin of elu orot emgibisaram, etc., etc. And then we have or ha'alya rak, etc. Okay, so in all of these cases, since it was all about bachut, it's possible, but in bokare, because as we showed, spatial violations are more easily remedied, as you might have discovered when you walked out of Daf Yomi yesterday and managed to get back today. There are remedies for spatial violations, but as David may have noticed, not showing up yesterday, it was unable to be remedied by showing up yesterday today. And therefore, a time violation is a disaster. And if it was lemachar, any of these things now, lemachar, So then, lizrok doma lemachar or miktzat doma lemachar, laktir emurav lemachar, the chelak of the mizbeach, or even miktzat emurav lemachar, or to eat the basar lemachar, or even a kezayit of the basar lemachar, or to eat a kezayit of the or ha'aliyah lemachar. That's bad news. That is called pigol. Note, by the way, again, here when we have both chutzman and chutz mekoma, the word pigol is used specifically for the time violation, even though we had exactly the opposite in other places. Where pigol is what's used for the space violation, and notar was what was used for the time violation. And as I mentioned to you, always keep the context in mind when you use that word pigol, because it can mean different things in different places. So here, this is technical pigol, and you're chayavin alav karet, and it's worse than the chutz limikoma. Now this ora aliyah, of course, is your pringle for the day. How in the world could the Mishnah talk about the ora aliyah? I mean, we assume, and this is what starts off the problem, is that the Or HaAliyah is exactly the same as the Aliyah. And there's a good reason to assume that, because physically it's very similar. The Or HaAliyah is not normal skin. It's very soft. It usually would be eaten along with the Aliyah. It's Mekabel Tumah, as the Mishnah Chulin points out. It does not have a din of Or, and if the animal is a Nevela, normally the skin of a Nevela is not Metame, or else we'd be in trouble with pigskin wallet. But when it comes to the Or HaAliyah, the Or HaAliyah would be Metame, just like a Basar of an Avela, and so on. So, assuming that the Or HaAliyah is the Aliyah, then what the heck is the Mishnah talking about? First, it very carefully distinguishes between eating a piece of meat which is meant for human consumption by a human versus putting something on the Mizbeach, which was meant for the Mizbeach consumption, in such a way it will be eaten by the Mizbeach, which is Manu or Chutz Mekoma. And then, just to mess everything up, it throws in the Or HaAliyah. How do you explain that? You're now taking things that are mizbeach edible, and you're using them to be eaten by an adam, which we've been assuming, I mean, that seems to be the way the mission's constructed, that you got to keep the sets of achila separate. Omar Shmuel, well, this has got to be going Aliba, we'll see later on, Rabbi Eliezer Shita, who holds that you can even be mechashiv miachilat mizbeach lachilat adam, u miachilat adam lachilat mizbeach, because we're going to see later on the tzan hashochet et hazevach lechol davar she'en darko lechol for a human, or lachtir davar she'en darko lachtir for the mizbeach, then the pigol didn't affect it, and it's kosher. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer says, no, possible. So you see that according to him, you can indeed cross eat. So you're cross consuming. You want to eat something that was right for the Mizbeach. Are you going to put on the Mizbeach something that was right for an Adam? That will also create pigol. Huh? Shmuel, but my Akim, are you reading now the Mishnah Rebbe Eliezer? You want to just read the next piece of the Mishnah, please? Ema Sefer, which continues this Mishnah? Ze haklal, kol hashochet, or mekabel, or molid, or zorek, any of the four avodot, le'echol davar shedarko le'echol, or la'aktir davar shedarko la'aktir. Can you explain those words to me, please? Davar shedarko le'echol, and only darko, davar shedarko le'echol. Not something which was the derech of the Mizbeach le'echol, she'en darko le'echol lo. Now that continuation of the Mishnah is only going Aliba de Rabbanan and violates the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer. Are you trying to tell me that the Reish is Rebbe Eliezer and the Seif is Rabbanan? So Shmuel, yep. Go do me something. That's exactly what I'm going to tell you. In fact, the Reish is Rebbe Eliezer, the Seif is Rabbanan. There's no way out of this. Ravuna says, David is right. The Or HaAliyah is not like the Aliyah. Or HaAliyah, Lafka, Aliyah, Dami. And that's why we single out the Or HaAliyah, Gufa, to tell me that. Omar Rava, why does Ravuna say this? What would be the makor of believing that we could distinguish what appears to be artificially between the Or HaAliyah and the Aliyah when the Torah says bring the Aliyah? Oh, says Ravuna. It doesn't just say bring the Aliyah. It says, Chelbo HaAliyah Tinima. What's Chelbo HaAliyah Tinima? It's Dafka Chelbo. That is to say, it's creme, its finest part, it's basar, not the Or HaAliyah. And therefore, the Or HaAliyah remains now not roi from the Mizbeach. Therefore, it is meant for human consumption. And that's why the Mishnah mentioned the human consumption. The Rav Chisda Amar, I disagree. The Or HaAliyah is ke'aliyah. And what we're talking about over here is a phony aliyah. It ain't an aliyah at all. It's a gedi. Well, it's got a tail. It's got or. Yeah, it's got or on its tail. It's just that it's blechi, and it's not put on the mizbeach. That's not called an aliyah, which seems a little bit silly. But why are we saying the or aliyah? We're going to get to that. Now, yeah, we'll get to it. We're going to bring the mission and everything. Hold on. Now, obviously, there's a reason why someone wouldn't want to say like Shmuel, because, I mean, Shmuel is turning the ration, it's eighth of the different man. Nobody wants to do that. So kula kishmuel alarm. We don't want to take Shmuel's approach, because who wants to say Reish Reb Eliezer to say for Rabban? That lo mukmi. Why wouldn't we want to say like Rav Huna? Because we don't believe the diak of a chelbo means la fuki, the orb was supposed to split it into two parts. Or al yaiska yadami. That's kamashmuel. They all that's the meaning of the pasuk. But you wouldn't want to say like Rav Chisda either, even though, I mean, isn't the most obvious answer. We're not talking about the Aliyah V'Keves. Because, then, what would be the point of saying such a thing? That what? I mean, a Gedi? A Gedi doesn't have an Aliyah. So what are you telling me, Mi'or Aliyah? Obviously, it's not meant for the Mizbeach. No, of course it's not meant for the Mizbeach. But the Chiddush is that it's nonetheless Roy L'Achilat Adam. That's the point. I guess. Not much of a point, says the Gemara. That can't be what the point is either, because that's a Beferish Mishnah. In Orva Rota, Tanina, in Chulin. Elush Orotem Kivisaran. The following things, the skin has the same din as the bus. Or Shetachat Aliyah is one of that list. So why do I need the Mishnah here to discuss that? Well, Rav Chisda says I still need it, because I might have thought that that's vis-a-vis the din of Tuma. Okay, since it's soft, so be mitzarev for the list of busser in order to be makabel Tuma. That's fine. Or to be mitame. But as an avail aval hacha, I might think that achila for Adam is defined by the way that you need to eat kachim. Kachim can only be eaten limasha, as it says in the pasuk. That ani natati lehem, that's the point that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, in ani ne natati lecha et mishmeret u'motai, and so on, lecha netatim limasha, ulevanecha limasha means, like mishicha, gidula. Only those things which would be eaten by a king are considered to be the derech of achila of kachim. So I might have thought, since it's not limasha, which means limasha, you can't find me a melech who's going to be eating this. Who's going to eat like this? Therefore, the Mishnah wants to throw in Yishno. We're talking about Achilat Adam. It's not limited to Achila Lamashka. Lamashka is a din in how to eat Kachim, but technically speaking, it's still an Achila. And if you do it with Zmano, it will pass the Karvan. So now, at least we have three different approaches to understanding the Ora Aliyah and the Mishnah. And if you still want some Pringles, just be careful. No time violations. Show up tomorrow. Reish Lakish Amar. Le'olam, the Mishnah means pasul, just like it says, mamash. And despite the fact that I agree, shelo be'mekomo ke'mekomo domi v'lo kasha. Kan shenatan b'shtika, in which case, yachzor kashev yekabel ein. For that matter, the pasuk says it's l'chaper, kan shenatan ba'amira of psul makshava. Then we ask on him all of the questions. Tant, Kishav, Litinatan, Litanim, Lamata, Lamala, Lamala, Matan, according to you, that whole Shalokim, Mekoma, Bimakoma, Kimakoma, Dami, etc., 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 till we finally get all the way to the answer of Minid Ave, Amakshev, Sinuach, the Alib, the Rebut, etc., etc. Now, Rabbi Yochanan says, I have another approach. Idin, Idin, Shadatan, Mishtika. And Shalokim, Mekoma, is Lav, Kimakoma, Dami. The difference is simply that the Mishnah, the next verse, is talking about Wehikadam and Ephesh. And our mission is the Lagadam and Nefesh. So why would it say Posav Ein Bo Koret? I mean, Bishlein Reish Lakish, I need to tell you Posav Ein Bo Koret, because he's talking about that he had a machshava of Pigol. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, why are we talking about Karet? Kasha. And according to Shmuel, why were we talking about Karet? No, that's Achikama. Even if subsequently Natan b'machshava, it would be possible in Bokaret because it's not matir, it's only mechaper. Rabbi Yochanan, if Yochlob and Mekomo is lafke Mekomo dummy, then why do we need dama nefesh? Let it be kedishpach menakli ala ritzpa and go right ahead and be yasvenu. Savala kaman yomalo yasvenu. Dom Rabbi Yisrael by Yosef on Rabbi Yochanan, hakom odim, menitanim lamala, shenatanam lamala, nitanim lamata, shenatanam lamata, Shalok mitzvatan, let's say, is small. Lo yasvenu. Lo nechvel benitanim lamala shenatam lamata. Lamata shenatam lamala. Whether the Mizbeach is kailate anywhere. We're over there, Rabbi Shimon Amar lo yasvenu. And Rabbi Yossi Amar yasvenu. Our Mishnah is Kedivere Amar lo yasvenu. Rav Chisda Amar Avimi. Hakomodim benitanim lamata shenetanim lamala shoyas. When a kol shekein nitanim lamala shenetanam lamata, which anyway get there. Hova damim el yonim by definition are lamata in baim. Lo nechol benitanim lefnim shenetanam bachutz. Bachut shenetanam lefnim over there. Rabbi Yosef ben Yasfenu and Rabbi Shimon Amar lo Yasfenu. Amar Rabbi Nachman ben Yitzchak. There's also clearly a raya from there, Avanan Namitina, that everybody is made that the Mizbeach would be Kailit Adam. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Zot hi ha'ola harelu shlosha miyotin, prat l'nishkada balayla, prat l'nishpach dama, and prat l'yatza dama chutzakilayim. In those three cases, imalta tered, in all other cases, imalta lo tered. Rabbi Shimon Omer, on the contrary, Ola in liyela ola kshira. How do I know even a case of nishkata balayla, even a case of nishpach doma, even a case of yotza doma chutz kelayim, and just for good measure, I'll throw in alan vayotzei v'atamei, v'sha nishkat chutz zmano v'chutz mekomo, v'sha kibul psul v'zorku v'dama, and nitanim lamala shenitanam lamata, nitanim lamata shenitanam lamala, nitanim bifnim shenitanam bachutz, nitanim bachutz shenitanam bifnim, ha-pesach v'akata sheshakta shalo lishman. How do we know that the Mizbeach is collate all of the above? Talmud lomar Torah tola riba Torah chat lechol haolim im alu leri lo yerdu al mogda kol halayla. Yoko shani marbe, even a rove and a nirve and a muks and a nevat and an etnan and a mechir and a kilayim and a trefer a yotzei dofen. Talmud lomar zot. And how did you decide which one to be marba and which one to be motzi? Umara itul rabot et elu lotzi et elu. Marba ani et elu shehaya pisulan bakodesh. Umotzi ani et elu shelo haya pisulan bakodesh. But anyway, katani mi etani tanim lamata shenatayim lamala. Lamala shenatana lamata. Velo pligi rebut it, everybody agrees that he haola al mogda. My time, lavin shum de kaltim izbeach. Shmamina lo yasfeno. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Mizbeach HaPnimi is also Mekadosh Psulim. I should hope so. I just read. Anitanim bifnim shetanam bachutz and tanam bachutz and bachutz and natanam bifnim. Now, imiata mafa minan mili dam. Well, obviously, dam is chozile. Even for the Mizbeach HaPnimi, avo komet dolo chozile, imalo, kom ashmalan. Meitvei, ktoret zarasha ala lagabi mizbeach tered, she'en lecha mekadosh psulin, ela mizbeach achitzon baroilo. See? Only the chitzon, not the pnimi. No! It's not talking about over here where you were mala the ktoret zarasha mizbeach achitzon, apnimi. It's talking about ktoret zarasha ala mizbeach achitzon tered, because in a mizbeach achitzon mekadosh psulin ela roilo. But the mizbeach apnimi would have been mekadosh, even as I said, even Shein Amro Uilo, Ben Uilo, Ben Shein Ro Uilo. And what's the reason for such a distinction? High Ritzpah, Vahai Klishar Ein.